You're listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Welcome to Your Time with God in the Wrong Ministries. Prophetess Dr. Charmaine Gilpaird from the Seventh-day Church of the Living God invites you to tap into this anointed hour. There is a powerful word that is headed your direction, one that will change the very course of your life. Be blessed. This is part two of the message entitled Freedom.
Oh, somebody out to praise God said the same stuff that you used to imprison me, I'm going to use it to build my city. Said the same stuff that you used to be an embargo in my way, I'm going to use it. I'm going to build me a city. Oh, somebody ought to be praising God. My God, take the rubble left behind and make it new. Come on, tell somebody I'm getting into the restoration business. Come on, tell your neighbor, don't look at me like that. My God, my God, my God. Listen to this. Because you got a double dose of trouble, and more than your share of contempt, your inheritance in the land will be double, and your joy go on forever. Anybody feel as though you have gotten more than your share? Don't you just feel sometimes that you have gotten more than your share? Tell somebody, I'm going to be rewarded for all of the double trouble. There's going to be a double blessing. Come and say, there's going to be a double blessing. There will be a double blessing. Come and jump up on your feet and claim that. Rise and stand up on your feet and claim that. Rise and stand upon your feet and claim that. Most of the time, when we refer to the great Martin Luther King Jr., most of us only remember that he said, I've had a dream. But this was one of his great messages that he preached. The acceptable year of the Lord. And it simply means that it's the year when you have decided to make a right about turn in your life. It's the year when you decide to put the gossip down. It is the year when you decide to become healed. It is the year when you determine that enough is enough. Close the book and I ask you the question, tell me what more can he do for you? Tell me what more. Nudge your neighbor and say, neighbor, take that pity party look off your face. Come here, come here. Yes, you're beautiful girl. You better hold your head up. I mean, like, really up. You think God gave you those beautiful eyes so you can look down? You better hold them up. Everybody have some pain in their lives. Oh, come on, hold up your head, girl. Hold it up. your prison door is open. You can do one or two things. You can sit there or you can walk out. You can say, I wonder what everybody's looking at. All right, everybody's just looking at me now. Yes, because you're out. Only you can keep your head down like that. But the power resides in you to hold your head up. Up.
Oh yes.
And pull these two. Shoulders up. Yes. Stand with some confidence. I'm good looking, I'm blessed, and I'm highly favored by God, and this is my year. Said, I know I look good. All I was waiting on is some blessing to go on top of all of this. Now you got it. What will you do with it? Go walk the aisle 3 times. And walk with some confidence. Hold your head up. Hold your shoulder up. Say, I'm free. That's what I'm talking about. Free. People look at you all night long. Stand right there, head up. Yes, let them look. You're good looking, you're beautiful. Let them look at you. Some of us are even afraid for people to look at us. This is the acceptable year of the Lord. Somebody bless God. Somebody bless God. Somebody bless God. You tell me, what more can God do? Tap your neighbor on the shoulder and say, tap your neighbor on the shoulder and say to your neighbor, neighbor, your prison is open. It's up to you. Said, I'm getting out of here. How about you? Said, I have a city to build. And said, man, I'm going to go take a bath. Come and said, I have a garment of praise to go put on. Come, somebody praise him. Somebody bless God. 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 Come on, tell somebody I'm about to change. Come tell somebody I'm about to change my hairstyle. Said, when you see me tomorrow, you won't be able to recognize me. So if you need to get in touch with me, take my number. Take my number. Come on, tell somebody, take my number. Take my number. Take my number. is it that is sitting here and you're just so, you feel as though you're so just trapped? Anybody in the house feel trapped? Anybody that is listening out there right now, you just feel trapped? Anybody just feel as though it's just the same thing day after day after day after day after day after day? It's about time something good happened to me. It's about time. I'm just sick and tired of the same routine. I get up, I have breakfast, I eat lunch, and I sit and I wait for night to come, and I go back to bed and I wake up. Nothing changes, and I'm tired. It will not change until you desire that this is the end of it. Is there another person that is going to stand and say, I am one of them, and this is the end of it? It's over. Come on and trade your ashes. Some of you may not even have money to buy lotion, but it's over. Say, who need it anyways? Because I'm trading my dryness. I'm trading my old crusty dry skin. Yes. Yes. It's over, man. It's over. Tell somebody, I'm getting to the spa. I'm getting treatment. So neighbor, take my number. Take my number. You won't be able to recognize me. Come on, come on. Tell somebody, take my number. Take my number. This year, this year, this year, this year. This year, your year. So is there another person that is going to come and say, girl, I'm not going to let you stand there all alone. I believe I got beauty too. I believe I can stop my shoulder back. Don't let me have to call for you. Hold your head up. Put your shoulder back. And anybody can't appreciate you for who you are, you don't need them anyways. Tell somebody, I'm doing me. Is there anybody else that is going to come and join them? Said, my prison is open and I'm just stepping out. Don't let me have to tell you to hold your head up, girl. Don't let me have to tell you to put your shoulder back. I don't see any man up here just yet. Anybody else? Come on, don't just sit there. You know you don't feel so good about yourself. Get up and face the music. He said, it's my year. And I'm coming out of this prison. Come on into the courtyard of the Lord. This is not Marriott's courtyard. This is God's courtyard. Come on now. That's what I'm talking about. Come on now.
I give to you withholding nothing.
Every one of these people, person that is standing here, don't like people to stare at them.
Withholding nothing.
But said, I trade my shame. Come on, hold it up. I trade my shame. Trade it in. When you have a piece of junk that's giving you trouble, you trade it in. Or take it to the junkyard. Come on, say, neighbor, you can look. Say, you can look. Because I'm trading all of this. All of this ugliness. You know, some of you are sitting in your seat that should be up here right now. Your prison is open. So why are you sitting there? Walk out. Just walk out. That's what I'm talking about.
I surrender.
Come on, come on, push these seats back. Push them back.
Everything I give.
Come on. Walk out of the prison, man. Walk out.
Withholding nothing.
I'm still waiting.
Holding nothing.
I know some of you want to hear your name call.
Holding nothing.
But the Lord said, I have already showed up and I opened the prison. Holding the least you can do is nothing. To walk out of it.
I surrender.
Walk out of it.
To you.
Listen. Those of you that are ashamed to walk out, for your shame, ye shall have double. And for your confusion, they shall rejoice. If you want to have a double blessing and if you want to rejoice, come.
To you.
Just come.
Everything I give to you.
Just come.
Withholding
and hold your head up, honey.
Nothing.
And put your shoulder back.
Withholding nothing.
Because as sure as you walk out, God will not have you to go back into that prison. Hold your head up.
Withholding nothing.
Hold your head up. And tell the people that are looking at you, say, go ahead and take my mugshot. Because that is all you'll have. It's a mugshot. Say, don't come looking for me though, because I won't be here.
To you.
The Lord busts me out.
Withholding nothing. Withholding nothing.
And I hear the Spirit of the Lord say that we have some youngsters that the enemy have locked away. Mother, you know it. Not your daughter and said, get up there. The prison is open. You don't have to be a victim.
I give you all of me.
You don't have to be a victim. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about.
I give you all of me.
I'm pulling down the curtain. Is there anybody else? Is there anyone else? Is there anyone else?
Withholding nothing.
Now I want each and every one of you that are standing there. Now turn your back on your shame and face this way. Make two lines if you have to. Now lift both hands.
I give to you. withholding nothing.
Tell the Lord I surrender.
Withholding nothing.
Come on, talk with him. Said, I thank you.
Withholding
I thank you that you remember me. Come on, talk to him. Said, for all these years, I have been bound.
I have been
trapped by the enemy. But I do believe right now that you have opened up my prison and you have taken away my shame. Said, I believe you have taken away my shame. Said, I believe you have taken away my shame. Come on, don't be afraid. Raise your hand and praise him now. Raise your hand and praise him. Don't be afraid to praise him.
Withholding nothing.
There's no more shame in your game.
I give you all of me.
Come on and praise him.
I give you all of me.
Come on and praise him.
I give you all of me.
Come on and praise him. Come on and praise him.
I give you.
Don't fold your hands. Don't fold them. There are no more chains on them. You ought to be waving them, telling the Lord, thank you, 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 God.
Withholding nothing. Oh, hallelujah. Holding nothing.
Come on, don't be afraid.
Holding nothing.
Don't be afraid. Turn it over.
Withholding nothing.
I loose you from the pain and the hurt.
I surrender.
And I bind the favor of God over your life.
To you.
Peace of mind.
Everything.
Peace of mind. Peace.
I give to you.
Peace of mind.
Withholding nothing. Oh,
peace.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Peace of mind.
Peace.
You are created. You were created to be better than this. Hold up your hand. I said, I know I can do better than this.
I give you all of me.
And I thank you, God, for pulling me out. Thank you for pulling me out. Thank you for pulling me out. Thank you for pulling me out. I thank you for pulling me out. I thank you for pulling me out. I thank you for pulling me out. There's no more need to carry that shame. Don't carry that shame. It's over. I said the shame is over. The shame is over. Oh Lord God, who am I talking to? The shame is over. The shame is over. The shame is over.
King Jesus.
The shame is over.
Forever.
The shame is over.
I give.
The shame is over.
I give.
The shame is over.
I surrender.
It's over.
To you, everything I give to you.
I invite everyone to rise to your feet.
Withholding nothing, withholding nothing.
Rise to your feet.
Withholding nothing, with
One of you that step out of your seat and made it to the altar of God tonight, I double dare you to be on time tomorrow night. Walk in and just said, excuse me, I'm taking a seat on the front line. I double dare you to make a decision that I'm going to praise more than I've ever praised in my lifetime. I'm going to walk in with more confidence than I've ever walked with in my entire life. Because this junk is behind me. My ash has been traded. And there's no more shame on my face. Come on, somebody bless God. Come on and bless God. So those that are talking about you, tell them, go ahead and put it on Facebook. Says, as a matter of fact, if you need a pic, I can send it to you. Put it on Instagram. Because I'm so done with it. Hashtag redeem. Hashtag freedom. Hashtag the acceptable year of the Lord.
If you would like a copy of this message, call 561-429-5743 or 1-888-91-GOT-IN-THE-RAW. Follow God in the Raw on Facebook and Twitter and visit us on our website at www.godintheraw.org. If you would like to partner with God in the Raw today and help us keep this radio ministry alive, you can go to our website or visit us at 2400 Ware Drive, West Palm Beach, Florida, 33409, or call 1-888-91-GOT-IN-THE-RAW. Be blessed. Be blessed. Blessed. Blessed.
Gift of him.